My quarter.
What tree is that on?
Negation?
Yes, it is. Second one up on negation. If caster make an essence roll. Okay, you're gonna have to end up doing it twice, two gems. But give me an essence times three for this one. If caster can make an essence times three roll, no resistance from the target, etc.
Nice.
Fine. Take a check in essence if you don't already have one. It's continuing to pound. You try it on the other gem then. Go ahead and try item counter spell again. There are four magic points if you can do it.
You can do it.
Nope.
So two magic points go away. Continue to try. Yes, yep. No. Yes, he says, I'll do it until I fumble and blow
yes!
it.
Yes, nice.
Nice.
Roll your essence times three.
Is that a new spell for you as well?
Yes, that fails, but I mean, the spell, like, I crit spell, so I still get a new spell. That's what I really give a shit about.
Well, it did still suck up four magic points, but you'd have to try again on the item counter spell and the essence times 14. Three. You're a great wizard. Just you wait and see. Oh, wait, 14? Yeah, you got 20, so it's your last chance. Well, now you can't cast it again, or you'll be unconscious if you have 20 essence, I believe.
I fail again. Oh, well. I have a 21 essence, sir.
My mistake. Yep. Right. Out of magic points, but happy it continues to rage.
So what's the next spell?
Oh, that's right. You got a crit. You son of a bitch. A complete counter spell. Here, I'll copy paste that. Hey, yep. I have a 21 essence. Fuck you. There's your spell. Reading it for the studio audience. Complete counter spell casting time one round, range 10 meters, duration instant, magic point cost a mighty six essence versus essence of target. If the caster wins, all spells on the target stop. This does not work on instant spells. Magic items that are, quote, permanent, special racial effects, etc. Only one ongoing spell effect. Spells which have a duration of a day or less currently on target. So if you have a new tarot card power and somebody goes, meh, then you go, meh, and then all those spells stop from your tarot cards. As an example. You're in a nice dry spot, aside from the rhythmic pounding and shit. It's rather peaceful here. I don't think you'll be able to sleep here, but if you want to play tarot cards, you could. Maybe you'll get one that gives you back all your magic points, and then you can continue on in the life of a sorcerer. Or not. You've still got a lot of jungle to cut through.
Mm-hmm.
Are we able to duck? Can you like take a look at Joshua? Try and fix him up a bit.
He's just standing there bleeding quietly. Joshua, would you like to try to bleed louder or maybe spray him with arterial blood so that he gets the hint?
Tempting.
Just sprays him across the face. He's like thinking hard about something else. And you're like, psh, psh, psh.
If he does, I'll help him. I'll try to help him.
You mean open up some more veins so that he can get a nice spray?
I'll roll mine.
Oh, you mean help with the first aid? Ah,
yeah.
You decide to do it instead of Doc Fulton.
1 point.
Oh, wait. Doc Fulton did. So you gain 1 point back there, McKay. He gives you a Flintstones Band-Aid, slaps it on, says, you're good, son. Mm-hmm. Let's do this.
So, training time to get a tick in a normal skill.
And then you guys are standing there hearing the
Let's just leave this place for another place.
Yeah, I'm yeah. Yeah, I see that.
You guys head out, and pretty much it ends. You end up going back. You could just wander into the jungle and see what happens, or you could head back to the river and follow that. Either way, it's downstream that you'd be going.
You know, honestly, why don't we just use the cave wall inside there and go get some rest?
Yes, let's do that.
Because fuck this.
Sounds good. Sounds like a good plan.
No problem. Who wants to use up a charge from their chalk?
I'll use one.
Okay.
Excellent. Who wants to recite the prayer and have the others follow along in Latin? Who is good at Latin?
I think the doc's the best one in Latin.
If he fumbles his Latin roll, then who knows where you'll be sent? Oh, Jupiter, you are so big. You are absolutely huge. Don't mind all of our toadying down here. We can start
saying. Do we need to have togas on before we go, or can we get like loners when we walk in?
Good question. Sure. We've never tried to go in and ask for loners. We can give it a shot and see if they'll give us loners.
I have robes if you guys want robes.
Robes might be a nice thing.
I have my toga with me.
Ah, he puts on his toga like, it shows you guys saying that, and you look over, he's already his toga like, let's go, I hate this place.
I pull out my book, I pull out two robes. Here you go. I put on the other robe.
Describe the robe to him, if you please.
Bathrobe, black, says pimp on the back in huge white letters.
Right, no problem. Give me a Latin roll.
There we go.
All right, he does it, and you guys open up the door, and it works like a treat. Apparently, the bathrobes for the fucking win. I did not even think of that when I stuck them in the goddamned book. Take a card for ingenuity with the bathrobes there, Chris. Way to use every little thing you can. You guys go in there. The guy is at the door is rather surprised looking at the robes and stuff while you guys are getting your hands and feet washed. It just shows the water. It shows like big chunks of mud clogging up the thing, and the slave poking it down with a stick. And so you guys are fucking filthy.
I'm going to play a hole card, and I'm going to play a victory into the hole card.
Nice.
Cool. As to the question, is it prestige or not? As always, it totally depends on what you are doing, because I just don't know. I never know what the PCs are up to anymore. So, not like in the old days where it's like, this is a prestige mod because I decided. No, you have no idea what people are doing. So, you guys after getting a bit cleaned up, when you get to Vespillo, he just looks at the state of you and he goes, right. He has the little kid slaves. They're like 8, 10. He's like, all in Latin, which Doc is fluent in, very fluent in. Actually, Vespillo thinks that the Doc may have lived in Rome at some point. Excellent. And you are skilled trying. Do you want to try your Latin roll there? See if you can get any better? Cool. Says something about, you know, take them upstairs, kill the one who doesn't understand Latin or something. I don't know. Anyway.
Vespillo secundus tribulus.
Hell, he says. It is good to see you, the McKay.
I apologize for our state.
He instructs the kids. He's like, take them upstairs, get them hot baths, get them proper clothes, take their clothes, launder them. The kids nod. And they are attempting to lead you guys off.
I will follow.
Excellent.
Limping along.
He goes, are you wounded? And he tells the kid, bring him back.
Brightly.
Mm.
Like, we both are like black and blue and bloody. And like, huh? Do you have healers here too?
He attempts to heal McKay a bit. Yes. And, well, okay. And McKay... 1 point. You'll be better, he tells you. And Doc, 4 points. Are you wounded as well? He asks.
I nod my head.
He attempts to heal you, and he goes, 3. Right. Then he re-gives the instructions. The kids take you guys up. You end up getting, like, the kids are the ones who do the bath. They bring in some female slaves for back rubs. They're very careful not to stick their fingers in your various holes, scrapes, cuts, etc. They do their best to try to fucking put you guys back together. For some reason you can't figure out, Freddy, they're smearing you with fucking olive oil, and then they use these scraper things and scrape it off again, and then they keep it in a fucking jar, and they label it in Latin, and you don't know what's going on.
History roll, question mark?
Sure.
A ritual thing?
Go for it. Give me a history. It was pre-internet, so you're at a heavy negative.
Yeah, I'd imagine I am.
It might be something you know from a history perspective. Nice.
You were watching the History Channel once, and they talked about, like, gladiators and stuff. They would regularly have this done to them, and then they would sell the olive oil as an aphrodisiac. And who it came from and how famous of gladiator it is would determine a big sweaty gladiator mixed with olive oil, and they would sell this as aphrodisiacs, and the more famous the gladiator is, the more it would sell for.
Do I know if the gladiator gets a cut of this?
With a crit? No, of course not. They may. It depends. Gladiators, believe it or not, were actually fucking trying to sell products and stuff like that. They'd be like, yes, you want Thompson's walnuts because they're more walnutty than others, and then they do their match because money wins. But you're doubting you're going to get a cut of anything. You're just happy that they're not doing anything horrifying to you. You guys get cleaned up as well as can be expected, and you're all kind of greasy from the olive oil because that was the last step for reasons. And then they dress you in robes and such, and you guys are carefully taken back downstairs and given, Freddy's not that injured. He's given normal food. You two are given soft food to eat because they're worried that your teeth and shit may be loose because you look like your teeth may be loose. So, you guys have eaten, drank some, etc.
Do we want to spend the night here? I'm guessing yes.
Yes.
Cool.
They don't even hesitate. Right. You guys all get a good night's sleep. Everybody give me willpower rolls, magic points all come back. Yay!
All I needed. Never mind.
I mean, you—he didn't even ask for payment or anything like that. That's how bad you guys looked. Plus, perhaps McKay had a little bit of extra goodwill because he's like, "Here, I have a bunch of alcohol. I'll stay for 10 minutes and leave." Aha!
Pretty much being building up some credit.
I would.
That was part of the purpose.
We should bring the dwarven alcohol.
Yeah. Any interesting alcohol, they'll take.
Oh, that's interesting alcohol.
Now, while those two are upstairs resting, Freddy, there's some bald dude who's wandering around and talking to people, and you're thinking he's going to be talking to you and another two or three people.
I'll be back.
Can I tell what he's talking to him about?
Give me a lip reading roll. He says to somebody.
I'm just going to go AFK sick as well.
I'll be going AFK after he gets done with his lip reading and stuff. He's like, I'm looking for somebody named Freddy. I wish to kill him. Can you help me? And the guy goes, very well. I will ask the next one.
I'm going to, is there a door to my room?
Well, this is not in your room. You were downstairs doing something in the common area because those guys are fucked up.
I'll try and hide behind something.
You're pretty sure that in the big common room thing, I mean, you could go back up to your regular room, but if you're sticking the big common room, you will be seen. There's not a lot here.
Yeah, I'm just gonna like casually walk back to my room.
Got it. By the way, Freddie, you know exactly which room McKay is in if you'd like to burst into there.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna knock on the door for like quickly, like knock.
Ah,
Josh.
The door opens. There's some slave in there. There's a different one that's playing like some sort of instruments and stuff for him, and he's just like sitting in bed, like, I am so wounded. I'm going to die.
I quickly walk in, close the door behind me, lean up against it. Josh, someone's trying to kill me.
And?
What do I do?
What did you do to annoy Doc this
Nothing. Time? Just some bald guy running around looking for me. Said he wants to kill me. Well, at least I think that's what he said.
Well, he can't do it here, because if he does, he'll be beaten up and forever banished.
What if he's a suicidal maniac?
Then dodge.
And he'll get banished.
You'll be fine here. If he looks like he's going to attack you.
All right, thanks. I'll go hide under his bed.
Under his bed or your bed?
His bed.
Excellent.
He said here. So
yes. No problem. He climbs under your bed.
Why are you crying under my bed?
You said I'll be safe here. Thanks. Appreciate it.
You'll be safe downstairs in the inn talking to the people down there.
But that's where the guy is.
I don't think you have much to worry about. You could find out why he wants to, you could find out why he wants to kill you. But don't just straight out ask him. Just get a feel for what he's talking about and see what he says.
Okay. Fine. But okay. With my back turned to the slaves, I make a quick, like speed dial, basically, on phones? I make a speed dial version of an SOS message on my bracelet. So if I just tap a button, it'll go straight to Josh.
Let's put it this way. If they had IV bags here, he would have a couple of them going into him. He doesn't look so good. You're thinking if he can get up out of bed under his own power, that's a win. So you're not sure how much rushing to the rescue he's going to do.
I have complete faith in him.
If he had a machine that went bing, it would probably be a great help to him right now.
So I'll do that. And,
okay. You
gingerly walk downstairs.
You go back downstairs. And it's worse than you thought. Looking around the room, it appears that the man has managed to hide himself from you. You're not sure where he is. He could be lurking under a table or something.
I'm gonna you know what? I'm just gonna casually just sit down.
This table he's under.
Look under the table, behind the chair. No, behind the curtains, if there's curtains or something.
Yeah, there are tapestries and stuff. You don't see him around. He's not under this table. People are looking at you oddly. One of them still chewing while he's doing it and some food falling out of his mouth. He's just...
I'm going to approach one of them just ask, have you seen a guy with a bald head going around talking to people?
Don't like bald heads, huh? I remember once some kids made fun of a bald-headed guy and he made bears eat him. What an asshole.
Yeah, he'd probably do that to me or something. Thanks.
And that guy's like, you're talking about the guy who's looking for his fucking holy disc thing? I think he left.
Oh. I describe what I saw him to look like. You mean that guy?
Yeah, bald dude. Some sort of barcode on the back of his head and a plug underneath it.
Okay. I'll go back to McKay's. Thanks for the info.
No problem. You notice one of the guys is eating, it looks like a bowl of cereal, and he's got a box that says Fruit Brute on it. Next to him, it has a cartoon monster, like Frankenstein monster, on the box.
Cool.
No problem. McKay, do you want to burst in this time or knock rapidly?
No, I'll just casually walk in. No.
No problem. Give me a luck roll there. I'm just curious if one of these slaves is servicing McKay. They seem to like him. No problem. It's mid blowjob for McKay. He looks at you like, God damn it.
Oh,
she was into it. You thought you had an extra few minutes. It's super relaxing, and now it's not. Now it's super awkward, you think. Not that the entire party hasn't seen you naked before, but still awkward.
I'll just go away outside.
You do walk have outside your and own room now, Freddy.
I know, but I'll wait for you to finish. I have something to tell you.
The girl's just like watching you.
I'll close the door and wait outside.
Eventually, things finish. You are put back into more decent shape, McKay. Mm-hmm. The Romans don't appear to have a lot of hang-ups about sex. Pretty much none at all. You're offered all kinds of strange, interesting things. Yeah.
Okay.
But eventually, you can call him in if you'd like, McKay.
No, I'll let him out for a while.
No problem. Hour later.
Have you lost long? Old man stamina, damn.
Oh, that's an error card for him. There you go. How many hours do you want to make him wait, McKay?
Well, I'll wait half an hour, and then I'll like knock and be like, you done?
What is it, Freddy? What's up?
Oh, okay.
Wait, you going out again?
Yeah, I'll go back inside.
All right. He's looking at these slaves are just one of them looks like they're combing his hair out and stuff.
Yeah. So the guy with the bald head apparently is looking for some kind of holy disc thing. Right. And maybe he wants to kill me. I don't know. But yeah, just
do you know what that is?
No. They didn't tell me, no. He had some kind of a barcode on the back of his head and a plug or something.
And he's got a data jack as well.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Okay, great.
Depending on who he is, he could either be a priest of Cyrenex, or he could be one of the rebels against the priests of Cyrenex.
I sit down and I sigh. Okay, priest of Cyrenex. What's that?
No idea. There's there's people. They apparently capture Doras and torture them and do all sorts of nasty stuff. But there's a individual who, yeah. So it depends on what was his name. So I'm just trying to remember the name. We spoke to somebody who's from that place.
Good thing I avoided him.
Lotus. Was the guy in his 50s? Was he Finn? Had long fingers?
No. Not really, no.
All right, then.
Yeah, the bald head.
Yeah. But, all right, so it's probably not him then. So it could be one of the priests, perhaps. We've also seen some of their followers, some of the rebels actually attack and kill somebody downstairs. One of the people that support Cyrenex.
You knew that McKay was trying to set you up for death.
So do you support Cyrenex?
Who the hell is doing that?
So you got nothing to worry about then.
Let me grab some real quick before Chris gets settled in. Chris comes in whenever he gets here. Or something.
So do you want me to go back and ask around for him or just leave?
No. It's just
really?
Just be aware there's some political power plays going on with the priests of Cyrenex and the the rebels against Cyrenex.
Chris, you're talking in the next room while you're having your hair done. You feel pretty.
Oh, so pretty. Mm-hmm. I'm witty.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not the other one, though.
See what's going on.
No problem. McKay's being played music to while Freddy sits in his room and talks to him.
Ah, Doc, do you know anything about a bald guy with a barcode and a jack on the back of his head? Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. Who's he?
What's that?
Who is he? He was on about some kind of holy disc or something.
What about it?
Well, apparently he's looking for it. Apparently.
I have no idea where it is.
Okay, great.
Where is he?
I don't know. He left.
He left. Freddy thinks the guy wants to kill him for some reason.
I mean, he does. I know this for a fact.
Okay.
Let's find out why he wants to kill you.
One of the girls says to the Irish in Latin, I heard him say that somebody wants to kill him. Is there anybody here who wants to kill him? A couple of girls raise their hand. She's like, I learned English.
So when something that happened when I brought Glenn and Dana here is that two men and a woman in long grey cloaks came in, and one of them attacked somebody, a woman by the name of Tyron, and killed her. Apparently, these three individuals are against the priests of Cyrenex, and Tyron helps the priests. And apparently, the priests of Cyrenex captured Doras and cut their arms and legs off and stuff.
Seem like lovely people.
Mm-hmm. Hence why I was curious as to the bald guy you were talking about, if he was a priest or if he was a rebel. And he, from what you said, from your description of him, if he wasn't in his 50s and had long fingers, then he's probably not one of the ones that I've seen who's one of the rebels.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Well, they seem like bad people. I'd rather not go look for them.
Then don't.
I follow one out. Are you going out to go look for them? Is that what you're saying?
I'd rather not look for them.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to go look for them.
You have a bracelet? Does that mean that if you need something?
I got a Bluetooth too.
Yeah.
And
why don't you go with Doc, and that way you can see how the individual reacts.
Fine.
And I can then rest and try and get better.
Okay, fine. Why do I have to be with Doc? I know, don't worry, I'm going.
You could be super heavily wounded, bedridden, and getting an occasional blowjob to try to make you feel better, I guess. But anyway, now you're following the doc, who's probably still angry with you, taking you down to look for people who say they're trying to kill you. This does not strike you as a wise move. You guys head down. You head downstairs. The dude's not there. There's just a bunch of other miscellaneous people hanging out, talking.
Well, that's unfortunate. I have to go back now. Oh, well.
Is there anybody else that I know here or no?
Give me a luck roll. Lower is better, Doc.
No.
Yeah. Not really. There's just miscellaneous other people that Logan has on his list of his extremely long list. I'll tell you, my to-do list is longer than my, well, let's just say it's a long list. So, yeah, nobody especially interesting or whatever down there.
Okay.
It's a box of cereal over there if you want some. Well, if he's
the guy kind of drags his box of fruit brood a little closer and growls at you. Yeah. Freddy's making a new friend, you think, Doc?
He's good at that.
So, cut to the next day.
Yeah.
Willpower rolls for the healing feeling. Good luck.
Oh, God.
You are totally healed.
Nice. Thank God.
So this is the second night we're talking about?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Tell me you want to try to cast spells here. Make me laugh.
Nope.
By two again.
Now 3 points come back in. 4 points, sorry. 4 points come in.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, I thought it was four. I'm fully healed.
Hooray! Apparently, blowjobs help.
Mm-hmm.
You guys go downstairs. Vespillo is looking rather surprised. Your clothes have all been laundered. Very nice.
Oh, thank you. Could I get another piece of chalk, sir? It's running a bit low.
He holds out his hand.
I'll give it back to him.
He gives you a new piece. You have 5 charges in your chalk.
Thank you.
Is everybody else all right with their chalk?
Thank you.
Well, I am glad that the House of Vespillo was able to help heal your wounds so quickly. Wonders of his magic. Is there anything else I can do for you?
I'm a good constitution. Have you had any further issues with the priests of Cyrenax and the rebels against the priests of Cyrenax?
No, we've... As long as they do not initiate violence here, then they are not banned. We did have one come in yesterday. He was looking for some sort of duck or something.
A Doc Fulton?
No, a duck.
A duck? Quack, quack?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
This was a priest of Cyrenax?
I'm not sure. I believe so. He was bald. He had some strange markings on the back of his head and some weird thing under them.
See?
And he thinks hard. I think he wanted to kill somebody, but I told him not here. He looks at Freddy, nods, smiles. Mm-hmm. Oh, will you be leaving us now?
Yes, I believe so.
Very well.
Have a nice day.
Question before we leave.
Oh.
Do you sell things like food supplies, packed lunches, or rations?
Yeah, he has these like slaves make you a lunch. Pretty much your food for today is taken care of, but they don't have... They don't sell things, and they don't sell packed lunches and stuff.
Yep. Just thought I'd check.
Yeah, it's pretty much you're given fresh food that, you know, in the jungle goes away quick. So it's pretty much eat it today or it'll rot. Mm-hmm. He's happy to help out. He says, I very much enjoyed the alcohols you brought before. I look forward to more.
Yes. I will certainly be bringing more for you.
I have no doubt in my mind. I figured it was something dangerous you were.
Yes, we ended up in an inhospitable environment and needed some way to rest and recuperate.
Lower is better for... Yeah, okay. So, I'm happy that the House of Vespillo is a healing one.
Mm-hmm. Out of curiosity,
the door bursts open. Several Roman soldiers come in. He says, you should probably go quickly.
Okay.
Roman soldiers come up and say, we are here to collect the taxes as well as look for miscreants. Are you citizens? He asks.
Aye.
What? One of the soldiers comes over and gets in your face. I said, are you citizens?
Sorry, we're priests and they have sworn to not talk for a while.
Oh.
Vow of silence.
Would priests of what god? He says suspiciously. You roll your eyes at them. They begin gripping weapons. He loses it in front of the guards. The guards begin pulling out weapons, and Vespillo goes, and you are banned. And the guards go, and they're starting to get sucked out, and they're trying to resist it. And eventually, they can't do anything except resist. It's like they end up, one of them's hanging on the desk with his legs kicking. And eventually, they all get sucked out the door. Vespillo looks at you and gives a long sigh. Doc. I guess I'm going to have to be moving my place of operations sooner than I expected then.
Why didn't you just say Jupiter?
Because.
He gives Doc a look. Well met. See you later, he says. Mm-hmm. You can tell he's not well pleased with Doc. Hey, Freddy, somebody else is on the fucking hot seat. You're thinking, Freddy looks excited.
That wasn't me this time.
Exactly. That's why you're excited.
Yeah.
Do you guys wish to leave? He looks
very...
Yeah. You guys go back into the rhythmic banging of an underground place. It appears that it's still not gotten out. It rolled and got a 90 for it. It's not doing well.
Okay.
Interesting that it hasn't reset.
Well, we took the gems out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably not going to reset.
It just continues banging away. It's a lot like a high school student with his first girlfriend, just never stops banging away.
We should probably try to leave. Probably.
Like just walk out? Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
If you would like to walk out as opposed to crawl out on your hands and knees, I will need a limbo skill roll, please. Now you don't want to build up limbo?
No, I'm gonna call.
Can I give you a dex roll?
No, I want limbo.
Okay, we leave. I crawl. I don't care. I want to
go. No problem. You guys crawl on out. Outside, it's hot, steamy, and muggy. Insects immediately discover your flesh and begin to sup upon it.
We go to the river.
Yes.
And we go downstream. Downstream is the waterfall.
No problem. You guys continue in. Eventually, you start seeing some odd trees and such here and there. It's just a few at first, but eventually more and more. The odd trees themselves, shaggy bark trees that have thick, twisting limbs sprouting from a central trunk. No foliage, only looping branches extended to the sky. They seem ideal for covering or for climbing.
Do they also seem ideal for repairing of flying ships?
No. You want straight wood for that.
Sorry?
You want straighter wood for that. These are kind of ropey branches and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I was just wondering if we were at that place where they said they were having issues. But apparently not, which is good.
No problem. You guys are traveling around a huge jungle with some foothills. There's just mosquitoes all the fucking time. It is just horrible. There's weird plants and stuff. Eventually, you discover that you can go either deeper into the jungle, or you can smell the salt of the sea air in one of the directions. Or you spot a distant lake, or, very interesting, some sort of big crack in the earth.
Let's check out the crack.
No problem. Give me a simple, whoever would like to, either direction sense or navigation to actually have your choice that you made be the one that you get. As opposed to random choice, because the jungle sucks ass for navigation.
Where are we? Navigation land. I have a compass in my bag as well, as an aside.
Do you want me to support you? Are you rather good at navigating?
I'm quite good at navigating.
Then let me support you.
I will also support you.
He says, that way!
Navigation land.
Come on, Freddy. If you can fumble, you'll just take his compass and say, we don't need this. Yeah.
Oh, nicely done, Freddy.
You're at a plus five, plus... Actually, the compass doesn't work here. No iron deposit.
There's no North Pole.
Correct.
Something interesting in on itself. No magnetic north, I should say.
Correct.
Yes.
Or magnetic west or magnetic east.
Yeah. There's no magnetic pole.
Hmm. Good luck.
Minus 60.
The big crack it is. No problem. It's a long climb down. Pretty much you're kind of following a little bit of a trickle of the river. And it's a big, long crack into a lower level of the jungle. Part of the crack is submerged in waist-high water from the river. And that drains away into cracks and rocks and such. Give me spot hiddens at negative 30. Also, does anybody have natural history?
Nope.
If you'd like, try natural history to get a check and learn or whatever.
I've got botany and zoology, but...
Geology, I'd accept either geology or natural history.
Yeah, I got geology.
Of course you do. Freddy is busy slapping the shit out of a lot of fucking insects, wishing he could kill the shit out of them.
Okay, make it by a quarter.
It appears that this area is new. Like, the crack just formed. You're going to guess... there was a flash flood not too long ago, and a lot of erosion kicked in. And as you're going,
I will relay that.
those who made their spot at half. Over there, you see it looks like a big stone arm kind of sticking out of one of the sides, which are made of like dirt with some rocks in it and stuff.
It's as just, in has become revealed from the erosion.
Exactly.
Big
stone arm, bigger than man size, maybe ogre size stone arm. Looks fairly elaborate.
And how far away is it from us?
Maybe 8 to 10 meters.
Oh, okay. That's not that far away.
Super close. McKay, everybody notices it, who made the roll, goes, look at that big stone arm sticking out. Recently revealed, says McKay. Oh, yes, everybody grumps.
Can you, well, yeah.
What?
Check it out.
It's just a big stone arm sticking out of the dirt. It's at the way it's set up, you're thinking that there may be more of a statue or something like that in there, but you'd have to spend time digging it out. And for that, you need tools. Unfortunately, the kukri is not a great tool for digging.
What's going on?
They're looking at a big stone arm.
I sit on the arm because I don't see it. What's... I don't understand what's so fascinating over here.
He sits on the arm and looks at you guys.
So, yes, five fingers or?
Five, six, I don't know. Something, whatever's normal.
Whatever's normal.
So, what are we doing over here anyway?
Just checking out this big stone arm that has become revealed from the erosion quite recently that was buried once. Signs of an ancient civilization.
I look down into the rest of the crack in the ground. What? Where?
Well, it's quite ornate. If you see the ornate workmanship here, definitely made by someone who's different, made by different people to
about?
The
I don't see any goddamn
temple.
Arms anywhere. There's no, like, I pop a charge on my magic glasses and I look around.
Excellent. Mark that off. Oh, there it is. You're sitting on, it appears to be magic, actually. It's kind of residual type magic. Give me an analyze. Fuck you. Right. Whatever this thing is, it's like you found a car with no gas. Go with that. It's about 2.5 meters-ish. It's a little over 2 meters tall. Probably very broad. Needs to be dug out. It's a car with no gas, but in humanoid form. Well, at least the arm. You can dig it out and just discover it's a big arm that jerks people off. You don't know.
Okay, I pull out a shovel.
I forgot there were shovels there. Right, you quickly take out all the dirt and stuff. He really loves his book. By the way, you're thinking because there's a little bit of water damage on it from like being in the rain and some soaked in the backpack, thinking that getting a nice protective thing, you know, waterproof thing for this might be really kicking.
I like that idea.
Yeah. No problem. Doc Fulton, give me an endurance roll as the R2 stand there and watch. Like,
well, we'll take it in turns of shoveling.
Yes, but he may get a check in his endurance through just teaming on it.
Yep. Nice.
He can go all night like Lumberjack. He digs it out. It appears to be some sort of big golem thing. Right. Everybody give me everybody's been to school and Magitek class. This thing is a Magitek golem. It needs a large one of the 20,000 silver crys to power it up. you found the place and it's back where it goes and everything and a nice big padded chamber.
Okay.
Wow, so this is from
Gothic. Not sure where it's from. You haven't seen anything like this in
Gothic. Maybe we're actually in Gothic's, maybe we're actually in Gothic post-apocalyptic world as opposed to MMO land.
Maybe.
Huh.
You're not really sure, but if you had a big Chris, then you could stick it in and see if this thing goes nuts and kills Freddy. It'd be fun. Okay. Anyway, but you found it here, and you're pretty sure nobody's going to steal it. The thing probably weighs a lot.
Okay.
A fuck ton. Now, from here also, since you other two have had time to look around and stuff, it appears that you're in, like, if you imagine the crack like this, yeah, you guys kind of came in from one of the sides where, mm-hmm. like, minor water erosion taking it. The main amount seems to be coming from the south-ish, but in the opposite direction, you think you can see some roofs or something of some sort of village, but mm-hmm. nobody's come out to kill Freddy, so it's confusing.
Okay, so it looks like there's a village over there.
Except for the mosquitoes. Mosquitoes, he's got everybody. Actually, everybody give me a endurance con type roll to see how you're holding up under the harsh conditions of the jungle. Right. McKay is absolutely miserable, covered in mosquito bites. Freddy, they seem to be scared of the mosquitoes. They just buzz around annoyingly, but they refuse to bite him. They're all in the waves, and they all go over to McKay and bite the fuck out of him. It's just
horrible. I just hate the outdoors so much.
Yes.
I just exude this energy that doesn't fucking come near me. I fucking swear.
All right. Only Freddy, the guy who succeeded, the guy who hates the wilderness, yet knows what to do in the jungle, is completely immune from the mosquitoes, while you guys are just fucking being eaten alive here. Yeah, just horrible. You're beginning to think that Freddy may actually be one of those jungle trackers and shit who tried to retire and keeps getting sucked back into the life, despite his wanting to be a city boy now.
You guys, don't look so well. You might want to go over there. Maybe there's some people there.
They got bumps all over them from mosquito bites and shit, and they're itchy as fuck. Horrible here.
Is there any smoke or anything coming from that direction? Indicating
negative.
Where the fire's going?
Negative.
Okay.
If you bring Freddy over there, you're pretty sure there'll be at least one fire.
Do we want to sneak over there? And check
it out? Let's go check out that village.
Yeah.
The sneaking will require a climbing roll as well to get up there. It's not especially hard climb, but it's definitely a scrabble up the dirt and shit.
I climb up and then I lower the rope.
He refuses to put away his rope. Always pulling it out at random.
I'll climb up on the rope.
Give me a climb at plus 20%. Fulton, when he's halfway up, do you want to surprise him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, look at that.
And McKay's standing. You're like getting ready. You're like, come on, McKay. And then shows him holding the rope by him. He's like, I'm already up. And you're like, fuck's sake.
Oh.
In the village itself, it's rather odd.
I failed my stealth roll, by the way.
Excellent. He tries to call attention to the group.
I'm sorry, we're sneaking a bit separate, so he can draw it all to himself and we can watch on it.
I'm pretty sure that it will still alert people, but yeah, sure, why not? You guys head over there. It's one of those poor native villages with short brown-skinned humans. It all looks natural, except everybody seems to be fixed in place. And the whole village seems to be shaking so fast, it's vibrating so fast that it kind of, including the people. And everybody, I don't know what sanity this would fall under.
Space-time distortion, probably.
Yeah, you're right. Does everybody have that maxed out?
Yeah.
You guys go. Neat.
So this is where the realms are starting to come back together then. Because if we're an MMO and that is Gothic or vice versa, it's like they're kind of trying to slide together.
You're not sure because the land beyond it looks completely normal. It's just this village that appears that everybody's kind of like stuck in place, but vibrating so rapidly.
The thing that occurred to me is that we have seen natives in Beastkin that the glows.
Oh, you're talking about the guys from down south.
Yes, yes, the Aztec.
They do not look like them. Different.
Yeah, that's what I was curious about. It occurred to me. I wonder if, because that was my thought, is if they actually look like them, maybe we're actually not where we thought we are. We're in a third location.
Yes, that would be rather cool. Just imagine if Logan gets more prep time in a couple months.
We're in Central America.
Yay!
Okay, so all right, they're vibrating.
Yes, and also you do notice that a couple of the warrior types are wearing the same kind of gold masks of which you have one.